Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and I titled our reading, When We Gather Together. Denmark is among the happiest countries in the world, according to the World Happiness Report. The Danes weather their lengthy dark winters by gathering with friends to share a warm drink or a gracious meal. The word they use for the feelings associated with these moments is hygge. Hygge helps them offset the impact of enjoying less sunlight than their counterparts at lower latitudes. By circling around a simple table with loved ones, their hearts are nourished. The writer of Hebrews encourages gathering together as a community. He acknowledges that there will be difficult days, with challenges far more significant than the weather, requiring those who follow Christ to persevere in faith. Though Jesus has made certain our acceptance by God through our faith in the Savior, we may struggle against shame or doubt or real opposition. By gathering together, we have the privilege of encouraging one another. When we're sharing company, we're able to spur one another on toward love and good deeds, which bolsters our faith. Gathering with friends doesn't assure us of ranking on a happiness report. It is, however, something the Bible offers as a means to bear us up in faith under the common frustrations of life. What a wonderful reason to seek out the community of a church or to open our homes with an attitude of Danish simplicity to nourish one another's hearts. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way open for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that we can encourage other believers and be encouraged by them when we gather together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Kirsten Holmberg, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.